Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
So, Chris, I'm really intrigued by this thing that I can see in front of me. It's a gadget. What's it all about? What's it for?
It's called a drone.
Really?
You've never heard of a drone?
I have heard of a drone. Is it your personal drone?
It's my personal drone, yes.
And what are you going to do with it?
Well, you know, I love photography.
Yes.
And I quite like video as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to open up a whole new world of aerial photography and videos.
Right, okay. I'm pretty amazed by this. And so where are you going to do it? Are you going to do it here in the street or
Well, there are a lot. There are a lot of rules about piloting a drone.
Oh, yeah.
And they seem to get stricter day by day, which is, I suppose, pretty logic. Because it can go quite high. It weighs nearly 2 kilos, I think. Has a brilliant camera on it. So if it actually fell out of the sky on somebody's head or onto somebody's property, it could cause some problems.
Yes, and I wouldn't really like you flying it over my house.
Well, you're not allowed to.
Oh, right.
In fact, I could tell you some of the rules.
Tell me the rules, yeah.
Well, one of the rules is that you're not allowed to fly over people and over vehicles. Because of the damage that it can cause.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But you can have what we call a flyaway, and they can just fly off and lose.
You mean flyaway, that means get completely out of control.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, I lost a drone once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And it crashed into a tree, it was destroyed.
Oh, my goodness.
However, it was fixed, and this isn't it, in fact, but I still got it. So you're not allowed to fly above people and vehicles. You can go to a maximum height of 150 meters, but if you're close-ish to where any aircraft take off, then you can't go that high.
Oh,
so the restrictions could be lower.
Avoid the airport.
You cannot go within 10 kilometers of a major airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because 150 meters is pretty high. You're not allowed to go over any sensitive sites. That is things such as a nuclear power station, a military site, even some national parks with animals. You're not allowed to do it. You've got to keep the drone in sight at all times. Now, this drone will actually go probably to 2 or 3 kilometres, but
you've got good eyesight.
Yeah. So it's very rarely you'll be able to take it.
Where will you actually be able to fly this? I mean, there are people everywhere.
Do you want me to continue?
Well,
I'll come back to that.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're not allowed to fly at night.
Okay.
And you're not allowed to fly over any populated areas. And the other part of it is because you're filming most of the time, you've got to respect the private life of people. So you can't put things online where people can be identified without them giving their permission. And if you're going to do that, you need written permission because people can always go back on it.
A lot of
now, you've just mentioned, where am I going to fly it?
Well,
I've done some flying in the countryside.
Okay.
You can fly in the mountains here. The Pyrenees are not so far. You can fly on beaches. As long as there's not people, this time of year it's fine, but in summer obviously you won't be able to. And there are lots of places that you can fly.
Like parks or too many people?
If you take into account the rules that I just said earlier, then you're not going to be flying over a park in a city centre.
No.
But you could fly outside in part of a national park, perhaps.
Okay.
But you need to check the regulations.
Okay, so that's the where.
Yeah.
But do you need a license for this? I mean, I have to say, it looks a little bit dangerous to me.
It could be, yeah.
So do you need a license or do you have to pass a test?
As yet, you don't. I wonder if it's going to be coming to legislation, but as yet, you don't need a license unless you do it for commercial means. That is, if you're going to sell the video afterwards, then you would need a license, yeah.
Because I'm just looking, I presume this is your control panel here.
Yep. It's, well, on top here,
I
fit an iPad.
Uh-huh.
So you can actually see what you're filming, and you can control the drone from the iPad.
Right, okay. So the iPad's already high-tech, but these buttons look a bit basic. It looks like up and down, left and right.
It's up and down, it's
left and right.
It's turning around,
okay,
and it's tilting.
Uh-huh.
So because you've got the camera, you can tilt the camera. Mm. It's on a thing called a gimbal, which is motorized, so you can actually tilt it virtually 180 degrees.
And did it take you a long time to learn this? Well, did you have a few mishaps along the way?
As I said, I crashed my first one. The problem, in fact, is, as you can see, you have a forward and a back button on the, well, it's a joystick. You have forward to go, you push it forward, and back, you push it back. That's as long as the drone is facing forward. Now, if you've turned the drone because you've been doing some panoramic filming, you don't know whether you're going backwards or forwards. Oh. So the problem, and this is what happened with my crash, is, in fact, it inversed the joystick. So when I thought it was going forward, it was actually going backwards, and the inverse when I thought it was going, and I crashed into a tree.
Yes.
But it was a good lesson.
Yes, a good lesson.
An expensive one.
But I think it sounds a bit too complicated for my idea of space and dimensions.
Yeah, I think, as you said, you know, I think you're learning all the time with it, and you need to learn the maneuvers. But now I make sure my drone is facing the right way.
Absolutely. And
this one actually probably is quite difficult to crash when it's going forward, because it has sensors which it will stop directly.
Are these the motors? Oh, that's the motors.
Yeah,
okay.
The four motors.
Yeah.
There's two sensors in front. Unfortunately, they don't have sensors behind yet. I don't know if there are any other drones do, but this one just has two at the front. And also, it has bottom sensors, so it won't hit the ground. Yeah, because if you're doing piloting by sight, then you don't know, really, if you go over a little hump or a hill or whatever, you don't know how close it is to the ground.
Right, so the sensors make the drone stop automatically? You don't.
This
do
one does, yeah. Yeah, it will stop, absolutely, yeah. And you have a thing called come home or go to home, and basically the drone is controlled by GPS satellites in...
automatic pilot type of thing.
Well, not automatic pilot, but it gets its position from about 16 GPSs, GPS satellites. And so when you start, you've got to set the compass on it. It's just a little dance you do with it. Once the compass is set, it will come back to this point within about 30 centimetres of this point, just by pressing the home button. Now, if you've got trees or buildings in front of you, then it could crash into those coming back. Now, you can set the height for it to come back, so it can come back within no less than 30 metres, 10 metres, whatever. But if it does encounter a tree, a building or whatever, this one will stop, and actually it will navigate around it on the go home.
Amazing.
It is.
So, is there anything else I need to know about that? We've done the where, and so what are you going to use it for?
Well, there are actually many uses for a drone, right? I could go through them if you like.
Well, I know the kind of military ones, but I can't see you doing that at the weekend.
No, not at all, no. But, I mean, they can be used for journalism. They can be used for filming and aerial photography, which is what I intend doing, aerial photography and filming. They can also be used for delivery. In fact, I think it's Amazon and UPS, etc., are trying to get it into place for two.
Won't that be a problem with it coming near people's houses?
It could well be. I don't know how they're going to get over that, but it's
it in their garden or something.
No idea how they're going to go over it, but they want to do it. It can also be used in disaster management.
Oh.
So if you have something like an earthquake or whatever, a drone can get over pretty fast. They're also pretty small, and it can actually assess the damage.
Now that, I think, is a very, very, very good thing.
Yeah. It can also be used for health, health and healthcare. But also for search and rescue, a lot better and cheaper than a helicopter.
Yes.
Obviously, it cannot rescue the person because there's a weight.
I was going to say, for the size, is the one you've got, is that the typical size or the bigger?
There's
ones?
All sorts, but that is a typical size for that one. Yeah.
But
I think it would pick up something like 10 kilos. It's got a quite a lot of thrust.
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be used for mapping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can also be used for structural safety inspection. So if you've got buildings, etc., rather than sending someone up, or helicopter may not be able to get around, a drone could be used for that. It can also be used for precision agriculture. So it can fly over fields to see, for example, where the seeds have been sown properly. Maybe it can definitely be used to assess water whether there's water available or not, where dry parts are in fields, stuff like that, which a plane could do, but it would be a lot cheaper for a drone to do it.
Yeah.
It can be used for wildlife monitoring, anti-poaching, for example. Law enforcement, border patrols. It can be used for in construction as well, to go fly over a site, etc., to see what the weather project is. Storm tracking, weather forecasting, and it can also be used, as I said, for fun.
Yes,
well, and that's what I'm going to use it for.
Well, and the funny thing is, I mean, so many fantastically important uses, and I've never ever seen one.
Well, what we can do
yes.
is we can go and we can take a drone. Film for EFL Podblog, and we'll put it on our YouTube channel and also on EFL Podblog, so people can see the countryside where we live.
That'd be very nice, and I hope that you'll be the one driving it, not me. Otherwise, we might have a second one crashing into the tree.
I probably will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.